I'll start recording and start.
Start recording, Brianna's.
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay. It's 1:30 on October 28th, 2020. And this is the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida bargaining teams. And I think that this meeting is just sort of an organizational meeting. I'm not actually going to be doing any substantive bargaining today. We're just going to try to go over the minutes from last meeting and sort of set the ground rules or the way forward, if you wish, for beginning full book bargaining, which will be happening next month.
Kicking it off.
So I believe that everybody has the minutes, so we can look at those and see if there are any changes or.
Okay, so I'm sharing the minutes. This is Giovanna from the UFF. So anybody from my team, is everything fine here? So last time we met, we discussed the UFF proposal number 3, MOU on diversity inclusive culture. Last time we exchanged minutes and then had a discussion on that. And that meeting is recorded.
Okay.
Okay, so I agree with the minutes, and then any of the team members that were here last time? No objections?
No objections.
Okay.
Giovanna, just out of curiosity, who records the minutes? Do you assign someone to it?
It's Brianna's and Charlie. It's Brianna's, right, Charlie? Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like the minutes are accepted and approved, so thank you all. As I said, this is just should be a fairly brief meeting. We just wanted to talk a little bit about, I believe our next meeting is November 18th. We all just sort of decided that given the current state of things, that it makes more sense to kind of wait a little while to see how some things might shake out before we start, before we go back to substantive bargaining and start with our new round of bargaining for a new full book. I think we've talked about the path forward. I think both sides are going to meet with their respective teams in the interim between now and the 18th of November and look at our current contract and see what articles we think we can accept without any real changes. Usually there's some sort of articles that are just kind of pro forma that, you know, we don't ever really change very much. And then places where we might want to make, like, this last round, we finished things up rather quickly at the end. And I think both sides have found that there's certain articles where they're just typos and a sentence that has maybe something left out that didn't quite get phrased right. So those kind of changes that we'll want to make, they're just almost Scrivener's errors types of things. And then identify articles where we might want to make some more substantive change, but not a huge amount. And then finally, the articles that where we really feel like one side or the other has major changes they want to make. And typically, that salary always falls into that bucket because that's always one of the more difficult ones to come to agreement on. So at least I think that's what our team plans to do. And I'm not trying to dictate to UFF what it should do or how it should conduct its bargaining strategy. That's just how we've kind of done it in the past. And if that's works for everybody, it's a fairly simple framework that kind of gives us a way to organize the bargaining. But that's really all I have to say about where we go from here. Giovanna, I'll turn it over to you. Or no, Giovanna or Talat? Giovanna, you
So I just wanted to make clear clarification. So point of clarification is that there are still two open ones. One's the MOU on diversity and inclusion.
Right.
And the salaries from this contract. So yes. I'm finishing, that's the last item, Article 23 from the contract of 2018-2021. So it took us all into this. So I will be finishing those. Talat will be leading for the new full book session.
Okay, good. Yes. Well, welcome to Lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Working with you.
So I did have a question. So when did you want me to finish up those last two articles? MOU and article.
The MOU, I'm neutral on because I think well, I shouldn't say that, though. Sometime after November 3rd and before November 18th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yes. So, that'd be a good idea.
Okay. And you can suggest some dates to us, and we'll see what work, we'll just do like we always do and try to look at our respective calendars and figure out what day will work.
Okay. And I also had another question, because I know in the past, sometimes we close one article and then start a next. November 18th, if that was what we were going to do, close out Article 23 from 2020-21, would then you be amenable to then starting for the new season?
We can start whenever you want, yeah. I mean, I don't know what we'll know, but we'll know something.
Okay.
On the 11-18th, we're going to start looking at the articles that Sherry was talking about, the simple ones, if that's what the teams agree to.
Okay.
So we'll be starting on the full book. It's just that 23 is the only one that's going to have two in a row.
Okay.
So that can be like TA'd on 23 and then keep going, or you can roll them both into one and keep going. It just depends on how it works out.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have a discussion with my team, see what they want. And then Talat, of course, will be leading anyone, so she'll have significant input.
right. So we have a meeting scheduled for the 18th and another one for the 23rd. Is that right? I heard Charlie say 23rd. I was confused. Oh, that was not the meeting. That was some other number.
Yeah, that was.
That was the number, Article 23.
I don't have a 23rd.
The meeting is on 18th, and so we come. So on the 18th, our site should come prepared with the three categories that you mentioned, Sherry. Right? I mean, things that we can live with, things that we can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you're planning to do.
That's what we're planning to do. Yes.
Okay. Fine. And so we don't. Should we be exchanging that information before the 18th, or we should do it on the 18th?
We can. We kind of go back and forth on exchange proposals ahead of bargaining. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Well, right now I'm not thinking beyond November 3rd, so maybe on the 4th I'll have some ideas.
Yeah, it's not necessary for us to at all.
Just Talat, the bargaining session after the 18th is December 9th, and then we will need some dates for Brianna. She'll go through and provide some dates, and we'll see what everyone's schedule is for the spring, okay?
Yeah.
Yep, because we are out from the 21st into the 4th, which is really exciting for me. It's not so exciting for you because the faculty aren't...
Oh, you mean for the holidays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, which makes me very happy because I'm have to be in the office if during the winter break if we don't get it off, but you guys don't. Okay. So I'm really thrilled to have that much time off.
You're not in the office right now, are you? Or do you have to be?
I'm not physically in the office today.
Okay, but you have to be available.
I'm working. I go in. Let's see, I was in Monday of this week, and I'll be in on Friday of this week. I'll be back in the office. So.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess we need to talk about anything else today? Or
Talat, I was just going to add a few things of clarification. Okay, I know we have other persons here that don't know, haven't been familiar with the process. Yeah. Oh, just a few things. So Charlie has sent me all 32 articles, the coded MS words, which I have forwarded to you. And you are in charge of those, Talat. So now you have the power of those. I will get in touch with you of which ones that Charlie and I had actually already discussed because they have typos or lack of punctuation and things like that. So we'll be communicating about that. But Talat will be leading the new bargaining season. Which I'm happy about. Yeah,
I'm sure you are.
Yeah,
I am not sure. I mean, but we'll see what we can do.
Yes. Yeah. And then the two remaining, I'll close those soon so that Talat will take care of everything soon. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, and. I have nothing further.
We do need to make that other date available, right? Because Giovanna has those two articles, right? So will it be like the 11th or so? Is that what you're thinking, Giovanna?
It's whenever it's available. So after November 3rd, I'll get in touch with Brianna and Charlie you and everyone else on the team for a date so we can close some of those out.
Okay.
Okay, right. Specifically for the MOU, because I know Chuck and Sarah have put a lot of significant work into that.
So. Yeah. So to the team here, your side of the team, I'll send you the material that I got from Giovanna, and then we will have a meeting. And again, let's wait till the 3rd to have a meeting. Till after the
3rd. Yes.
This sounds fantastic.
The world is holding its breath waiting for the 3rd right now.
Too much on our minds right now.
It feels that way to me, but maybe it's just me.
No, they are.
I am.
If somebody really, I'll send everybody stuff right now. If you want to work, that would be good.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll meet with you, Talat, to go over some of those things.
That would be great.
Okay. So I guess, should we stop the recording then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Okay.